have confirmed that there are at least a dozen structures that have been destroyed and several others that have been damaged. We also have a lot of accessory buildings that are destroyed as well. The area will stay evacuated at least till noon tomorrow. And we've activated our citizen information line, which is 983-INFO. That's 983-4636.
That's Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Emergency Manager, talking at a press conference that was done last night. Joe Zerchowski was one of the key organizers of that press conference because he is with the Florida Fire Service here in our district, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia County. He is the point man for communications, and he joins us now by phone. We've been bandying about the office, just calling you Joe Z. Does anybody else call you Joe Z?
That's actually what they've got written on the back of my hat.
As long as we don't say Josie, because that's a whole different thing. Well, Joe, thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for joining us this morning. What can you tell us about the current status of the 5 Mile Swamp Fire?
Well, really, it's it's the overnight information. Nothing on our end has officially changed. We're still looking at 2,000 acres with 20% containment. Obviously, that number on the 2,000 has likely changed overnight. The good news is that the fire activity in the nighttime hours is significantly less than it is during the daytime hours. We had crews on this thing.
Both, why is that? Why is the activity you mean because of the personnel is less or the burning is less? I didn't follow what you meant there.
The burning is less.
Why is that?
Well, the humidity comes up and the winds lay down. So those are two of the key components for producing extreme fire behavior. Is going to be high winds and low humidity.
Okay.
So overnight, the humidity comes up. It goes from the 20-something percent that we saw midday yesterday, and it gets back into the 60, 70, 80%. When you see dew on the grass in the morning, that is what we call good humidity recovery.
Okay.
That makes the fire less susceptible to burning. And the winds are reduced overnight. We were seeing 30-plus mile-an-hour gusts yesterday, which fanned the flames and literally, helped it spread across Interstate 10. Overnight, those winds laid down. That's the good news. The bad news is it's dark out, and it's more dangerous for our firefighters to actively fight the fire. We were on scene all night with tractor plow units, which are our bulldozers, 15,000-plus pounds of steel. And we were able to do point protection for a lot of homes overnight. We had resources from Santa Rosa Fire Rescue out all night with us as well. And we're getting back at it here this morning.
You mentioned this, and I just, for people trying to get a picture of this in their head, was it originally south of I-10 and moved north, or was it originally north of I-10 and moved south towards the point?
When we first responded to it on Monday, it was north of I-10 and moving away from the interstate. It stayed that way through Tuesday, and then yesterday, with the shift in the winds, that big, strong north wind came and it drove the entirety of the fire across the interstate.
Wow. Oh, my God. It's hard to comprehend. And certainly, I know you're trying to always predict these things, and this was a case where, because of that wind shift, it was a big difference. And you were talking about this in the press conference last night, but this was a private company that was operating this burn, but they were allowed to do that. They were authorized to do that, right?
Correct. I really don't want to belabor the point, but not only were they authorized, but we have any prescribed burn in the state of Florida has to meet a very stringent set of requirements. We even put additional requirements on certain areas of the state, a particular block of land because it has a history. And this particular example, we put additional restrictions on this burn, and it still managed to do what it did.
And this is a great example to me, and you and I have talked about this before, but it's so important for people to understand the reason you do controlled burns so aggressively is precisely because you want to avoid having major calamities and catastrophes. And so, but there's also a risk. I mean, there can be a risk with something like this, but we've been backed up on controlled burns because of conditions and prohibitions and limitations. And so, you're trying to make sure to prevent major catastrophes exactly by doing what led to this particular catastrophe. Right?
Correct. And I really think when this is all said and done, days from now, we'll be able to paint a very clear picture of where we were able to hold this fire, where we were able to get security lines on this fire, and where we weren't. And I think you will see that we had greater success in the areas that have a history of prescribed fire.
Mm-hmm.
We had greater success and safety in the areas that had seen fire before, as opposed to the areas that have never been burned.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can see that being true. We're talking to Joe Zerchowski from the Florida Forest Service. Joe, you mentioned days. I know you said the information hasn't changed overnight, but I know people are very concerned about their homes. They're concerned about how long this disruption is going to last. Is that kind of your expectation, that this is going to be probably for a day or two at least still?
Definitely, I would say the biggest portion of it is going to be the next day or two. We're working. We've brought resources in. I can tell you, tractors, bulldozers, firefighters, management personnel from throughout the state of Florida this morning. We have everything our agency can bring to bear on this fire right now. And we have a very critical weather threshold the next 2 days. So this is our number one priority. Once we get kind of through Friday into Saturday, Sunday, there's still no precipitation in the forecast, but the weather does lessen for us. You know, the wind is going to be reduced. The humidities are going to recover a little bit better. Even then, though, it's going to take another several days from there to really what we call mop this fire up.
Okay.
We're going to have to go around the entire perimeter and ensure that we have absolutely cold, no smoke, no smoldering, no nothing, well into the interior. And when you're talking upwards of 2,000 acres,
yeah,
that's just going to take some time.
Joe, obviously the big story is the 5 Mile Swamp Fire, but at the same time, Hearst Hammock Road, which is all timber in that area, that developed into a forest fire yesterday, right?
It did. It did. The last update I had on that was actually 335 acres, and I think we were at about 20% contained. I heard you guys mention it, though, that one kind of has to burn itself out. Which is true. You know, you can operate on two sides of what is Hearst Hammock, the actual marsh over there, but the lower 70% of it is marsh and water. And there's no real equipment on the planet that can get in there and put a fire out. So we have to work the big box on that. We have to stay, you know, staying away from the active fire simply because we can't get to where it is. And work on the perimeters and let it come to us, or you know, whatever the tactic may be.
Well, and I mean, the bad news about that is you have no idea how much is going to be destroyed and then impact on wildlife aside from the trees. But then, you know, additionally, the good news is because it's all like that, there's not people and structures there that have to be defended either. And then lastly, that Five Points fire up in Shemukla, not at Five Points, but,
yeah,
you know, in that direction. How's that one looking?
Yeah, just north of Five Points there off of AC Lowry, east of Shemukla Highway. That one last night, what I was told was, I believe, 60 or 70 acres and 40% contained.
Mm-hmm.
The weather moderated on that one, and it's looking okay. You know, neither one of those fires are fully contained. We're definitely back out there again this morning. We're working with our county fire resources, and you know, we're gonna have our hands full again today.
Okay.
But the plans are in place, and we're making preparations to do the best we can.
And you're getting aid from all over the place. I mean, you're getting aid from Santa Rosa, from Escambia, from Pensacola, from the city. I mean, you're all over the place. And in fact, is the governor scheduled to come in today and do a press conference? Is that right?
That's my understanding. Yeah, we have the governor and I believe the complete cabinet, as well as maybe some state representatives.
All right, very good. Joe Zerchowski, thank you so much for the time, sir. We appreciate the work you do trying to explain how this stuff can be prevented, and then obviously dealing with when something goes a little bit wrong, or a lot wrong in this case. We understand that as well. Joe Zerchowski with the Florida Fire Service, Florida Forest Service. Thanks so much for the time, sir.
Good to talk to you.